Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Thank you all so much for tuning us in and turning us on. It's really, really, really great to have you on the show and to have you just absolutely continue to support us time and time again. And it's just amazing. It's absolutely, it's beyond. So thank you for doing that. And I, as always, if you've missed any part of any of the shows that we've had, we certainly are on iTunes all over the place, but you can go to one of two websites, thedrpatshow.com, or you can go to transformationtalkradio.com. And beyond all of that, just listen to us live, and off we go. So thank you so much. There's no fee at all for anything we do. We don't charge you membership or any of that. We just ask that you tell your friends and you share what it is you've learned, what it is you've heard, and you pay it forward. So joining me here today, I hope all of you are listening to the show and are ready. So fasten your seatbelts. I met this woman, amazing woman, several years ago. And I didn't know that she'd even remember that conversation. She did a show with me, with a very dear friend of mine, mutual friend, John Holland. And at the time, you know that when you're speaking with someone, you know, you get an acute sense of how their lives are going to then move forward. And that is exactly what's happened to my very special guest, Maureen Hancock, joining me here today. Now, we're going to talk about, you're going to hear about her journey. You're going to hear about how she got from where she was to where she is today. But she is also the author of The Medium Next Door, Adventures of a Real Life Ghost Whisperer. And in a minute, you're going to absolutely hear why that is. She's absolutely incredible. And what I mean by that is if you've seen her on television, if you've heard her on radio, if you've been in her presence, you will get that she is the real deal. And so today, I want to introduce you to her in the way that she has called herself to show up in life. Her book is incredible, and so we'll talk more about that. But today, it's all about having us connect with this incredible person, amazing abilities, and maybe even talk to some of our loved ones that have moved on. Maureen, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be back.
I know. Can you even imagine? I couldn't believe you actually remembered the first time you were on air with me. It had to be a bunch of years ago. I actually looked it up the other day.
Oh, yeah, probably 4 or 5 years ago. But I never forgot because, you know, I had been doing a lot of radio, and you were just so good to me, and you just have such great energy. So I am so excited to be back.
All right, so let's start with some interesting questions. But before I do, I want to mention to all of the listeners, all of you that are listening to the show, we want to make sure that you know the call-in number for today, 866-472-5788, 866-472-5788. You can call in. But I want to tell you what we've also done. We've also created a way for you to ask your questions through an instant feedback mechanism. And so I'm not sure how that'll work for Maureen, but Maureen, have you ever done that before where people actually submit their questions and comments online?
If it's just a question, yes, but I've never tuned in to just, you know, a written statement.
Oh, my gosh. Is this going to be like a first if this happens?
Yes. Very interesting.
I love it. Yeah. The way that you all can give us a shot at this is you can go to drpatlive.com. Right there on the website, on the right-hand side, it says ask a question. For those of you listening elsewhere, you can also go to transformationtalkradio.com. But if you go there, we will get your questions immediately. You know, Maureen, here you are. Let's talk a little bit about the beginnings. You know, most people would think about their lives and not exactly know how to make sense of it, because we live so in what we want, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the question for you. Did you even have a choice about what you might want, given the circumstances that were put in front of you?
Great question. I mean, I do believe that we all come into this, earthly existence with a soul contract for what we're going to accomplish. So I think on a deep level, I knew that I was going to serve others. And I, ever since I was a child, I always used to say, you know, to my parents and my siblings, or people would say, what do you want to be when you grow up? I just want to help people. And I used to say, I want to work with the sick. I mean, that's rare for a 6 or 7 year old to say that. So it was always there. And then, no, I never in my wildest dreams did I think that I was going to be a spirit medium and then use that vehicle to help the sick and help people. So I guess I'm still trying to figure it all out, but I do embrace it. And I think I did make a conscious decision, like, because I quit my job and I started my healing center and started giving back. So I'm proud to say that I accept what has hit me in the face.
Well, you know, I love this. You know, you and I kind of are like going down this similar path, right? I mean,
yeah.
You know, here it is. Radio shows up. Who knew? I used to stutter when I was a kid.
Really?
So, yeah, I'm not sure. But, you know, isn't it easier to kind of go with the flow of our lives than to really try to be salmon and try to swim upstream, so to speak?
Yes, because I was in the legal field working at, you know, corporate America, and I was swimming upstream. I was like the hamster on the wheel doing the same thing day in, day out. So for everybody listening, I mean, follow that dream in your heart, because anything really is possible.
How do you describe your work today? I know I talked to you a couple of years ago, and definitely we both know the love and care and support of John Holland. But now we're fast forward. How do you describe who Maureen Hancock is today?
Well, today, I'm juggling many different balls. I mean, my most important are my nonprofits, and that is Seeds of Hope, which is a cancer foundation, and newly formed Mission for the Missing, which is a nonprofit with a private detective to help find missing children and adults, and that's really starting to take off nationally. And then also, you know, I do my events at night, which help me keep my sanity, called Postcards from Heaven, where former stand-up comedian, I do these events as the comedian medium. I get serious, but I use humor to help people relax about this overwhelming subject matter and celebrate life. And then I'm trying to be a mom, the best mom that I can be. I'm definitely the soccer mom with a twist. People sometimes stare at me on the field, like, I wonder if she sees anybody.
And, like, how many players are actually on the field right now?
Really? And now I can add to that whole list author, and I'm about to have my own TV show. So who knew?
Well, who knew? And so, you know, when you think about a TV show, I mean, what kind of emotions, come to mind? I mean, it come to bear for you?
You know, I'm definitely cautiously optimistic. I have been offered a handful of things over the last 7 years, to which many of them I said no, because I could feel that they were just to sensationalize disability and in my life. And I get a call, you know, we can talk more about it later, but Disney and ABC and now the executive producers of The Ghost Whisperer have come on board, and they are like family to me, and they have my best interest at heart. And we, you know, I'm going to be on the Style Network, so we'll see how that all plays out. But so far, everyone has been really great to me, and when I say something doesn't feel comfortable, they honor that, and that is unique.
That is unique because, you know, especially in your business, you know, to have to be in a situation where millions of people are going to watch you and to do what you do best. Boy, I can only imagine what it would be like if somebody else were driving the ship for you.
Oh, I know, because I've had some of those somebody else's, and you know, I basically threw up in my mouth and got out. So it was not pretty. And I trusted my gut. So everybody should trust their intuition, like, oh, this doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel right. And then I made sure to protect myself and all that I've worked so hard to build to be able to help people.
Well, I want to tell you that we're getting callers in. Maureen, we're going to get right to you. We also have some instant feedback messages coming in, and I'm going to remind everybody how they can go about this. For those of you that want to send in your message, as Susie has done, through our instant feedback mechanism, you can go to drpatlive.com, and you can ask your question there. For those of you that would love to call in, we've made it really easy. Mikey is ready to take your call at 866-472-5788, and we're going to start to do this when we come back from break. I wanted to talk a little bit about the book, The Medium Next Door. I look at your picture just like I did a bunch of years ago, right? Look at your picture, look at the book, and I'm telling you, dang, you do look like the medium next door.
Thank you.
And, you know, have you ever had to sort of convince people you were really who you are because you look like all of us, right?
All
I mean, this
time.
Is a general question.
All the time, Pat. I mean, people expect, I guess, when I come out and on stage to an event, and they're like, wow, I can hear the whispers, like, I thought she was older. And I'm like, are you looking for the wart in the turban, you know, because it's not there. And, you know, just to kind of keep it light. But, yeah, and I have a lot of skeptics that come to my events, but the humor actually helps, especially the men that come, helps them to relax, and then I use it to sort of get in. And people say they can't put the book down. All the, you know, so much great feedback that folks are saying they read it in one night and, I've never read a book in my life and I read your book. And it really helps people on a deep level to understand death and dying and healing after, you know, with grief.
Oh, it's incredible, isn't it? I want to just tell everybody, Maureen Hancock joining us here today. We're going to give you a whole bunch of information about Maureen, about her book when we come back from break. We're taking your calls, as I've said before. We've got a toll-free number, 866-472-5788. And when we come back from break, you know, how does this good Irish Catholic girl and this good Italian Catholic girl get together on radio and talk about some things that perhaps seem a little bit taboo, maybe off the beaten path? Who knows? When we come back, we'll be talking about that, her book, taking your calls, taking your instant feedback messages, and much more. You're listening to The Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
If you've gone through a separation and feel disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear, there is a new pathway to joy for you. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through this separation with soul and hope. So get ready to step into a new relationship with yourself and build a fabulous new life. Contact Monique today at 617-328-7113. That's 617-328-7113. And visit soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift of love today.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Life Shifting with Dr. J is a show about living full out and helping listeners to banish their fears, embrace their dreams, and move with greater ease through the ups and downs of our crazy world. Dr. J's Life Shifting method is all about reinventing and renewing ourselves throughout our lives. Dr. J will have a wide array of entertaining, insightful, and highly credentialed guests who will inspire us with stories of their own life shifts. Listeners will wake up, listen deeply, and reflect about their own lives, and are encouraged to call in and get live coaching from Dr. J and his expert guests who are passionate about helping people reclaim lost vitality. Life Shifting with Dr. J is about heartfelt dialogue, amazing life stories, personal struggles of highly successful people, their journeys, their ups and downs, and their trials. Listen in to Life Shifting with Dr. J on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll be inspired and moved to step up to your growing edge and shift your life into high gear. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for the complete show schedule.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And Maureen Hancock is joining us here today. Adventures of a Real Life Ghost Whisperer. Actually, the book, The Medium Next Door, Adventures of a Real Life Ghost Whisperer, is fabulous. Many people, you know, that are reading this book, including me, have a hard time actually putting it down. Now, we are taking your calls in the show today. And Maureen, thank you so much for joining us here today. This is really cool to have you back.
Oh, it's so exciting for me, too.
Why don't we go to the phones? Sure. Mikey, why don't we bring on Maureen from Seattle?
Hi.
Hi, welcome to the show. How are you today?
Well, thank you. I'm great.
What is your question, Maureen, to Maureen?
My question is, most of my contact with people that have passed on are in my dreams. And I'm wondering if there's a way to bring some of this more into the daytime connections.
Oh, wow. You know, I have to tell you, Maureen, when I first started to connect, it was definitely the same way. It was in dreams and, you know, also when I was giving massage back in the day by rubbing people's feet. But dreams was huge for me. And one of the ways that I started to actually get them to come into every day so that I could use all my senses, like hearing and feeling and seeing and even smelling, I started to do some meditation and trying to clear my head, because guess why they come in the dream? Because you're at that relaxed state where they can actually connect more easily. So we get so caught up in our day-to-day stuff and stress that if you can find a way to quiet your mind, and I think you probably do meditate or you have, but make it a practice to go for a walk or clear your mind and actually invite them in and just sit there and hold open your hands and just say, you know, I would love to be able to hear you. And then when you least expect it, you might actually start to hear some voices in your head or that guidance that is, we all have this ability. So,
good. So these loud,
keep doing
these,
what you're doing there.
So these bumps and noises that I hear sometimes in the night, I'm awake, but I mean, I hear them in other rooms and I hear bumps and stuff. Is that contact or is that just noise?
No, I believe it is contact, because especially in the middle of the night between like 3 and 5 a.m., that's when the veil is thinnest. Do you notice it like just after 2 in the morning?
Sometimes, yeah. Yeah, sometimes I'll hear it in the morning sometimes even just before I go to sleep, I can hear noises and stuff.
Yeah. And you may even think of them, or you're expecting a dream. You're sort of inviting them in without even realizing that you are. So when you let go of fear, and I don't sense that you have any, but for most people listening, when you let go of fear and you know that you're in control and you can actually say, listen, I'm really tired. I can't have any visits tonight. And I need to sleep. They will usually respect that. So, but if it sounds like, you want to open up to it. So invite them in when you feel you want messages.
Oh, that's great.
Okay. Thank you, Mommy.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Maureen. Thank you so much.
Interesting
question about that, you know, about people having things happen in at nighttime. And, you know, there is, in the movies, Maureen, I want to ask you about this. You know, is there any relevance to this? Sometimes in a movie, you'll see on somebody's clock and they wake up and it's like 3:33 in the morning or 3 o'clock in the morning. I mean, are people in Hollywood doing that with any intelligence, or is that like random?
You know, they have to be, because I already believed that, or I was already of that mindset before they would show that in Hollywood movies, because I know that the veil is thinnest in the middle of the night, and many, many people listening get woken up at the same time, you know, in the middle of the night, early morning, and 333 is a huge number. I'm not real burst in the numerology, but for me that's a big sign. And I wake up every single morning at 3:30 in the morning, and I know it's them. So yeah, there is something to that. And people may wake up at 3:15, and many people, when I ask that question, they raise their hand like, yeah, that happens to me, and I don't even have to make my bladder gladder.
You know, it's really interesting about this. And part of this is looking at our lives, and also from the point of view of having so many questions, right? Questions. Now, you're one of these folks that most people will say, Maureen Hancock hears dead people, or sees dead people. And many of us don't quite understand how this has all worked for you. But let's talk about you for a minute. I mean, you are pulled in by police departments, by jurisdictions across the country to help solve crimes, you know, to do so many things. Let's talk about what that's like for you and what it's like to be so successful at this.
Well, you know, it's definitely overwhelming, because I am still just that medium next door. I'm human. I'm trying to, you know, I put my kids first, or I try my best. And then, yeah, I get pulled in many different directions. And in a given week, I might get, you know, 5 or 6 requests from detectives or different folks. And now that my name is out there, it's coming in from all over the United States, and there's only one of me. So I have to try to prioritize. And in my day life, you know, it's giving back. It's working with cancer patients and sick children and parents who've lost children. And that's all my volunteer work. So that's number one to me. And then when I have time at night, or I might get on the phone with a detective and try to tune in and see what I can get. And I feel like, you know, what you give out comes back to you, the old saying there. And I my biggest challenge is to try to balance and to make sure I take care of myself. And like John Holland always says, like, Mo, you got to take care of the vehicle, or the vehicle's going to break down. So I'm mindful of that. But I love to help with cases. I've been doing it behind the scenes for a few years, because I was a little bit afraid, oh, what if my name is out there? It's a little bit scary.
Oh, yeah. I can only imagine. And the responsibility is enormous, isn't it?
It's huge. Huge.
Well, I'm glad you have a sense of humor. Let's go to the phones. We have Tina calling in from Boston. Tina, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Good morning. Hi there.
Hi.
How can we help you today?
I was hoping to make a connection with my mother.
Okay. I'm going to tune in. I actually got a few people kind of barreling to the front, and so and just answer yes or no. And did Mom have illness?
Yes.
Okay. Just because the first thing I can hear from her so clear, and this is huge for me because I work with cancer patients, is I'm not sick anymore. And she definitely tries to connect with you, and try not to picture her sick, and I think she'll be able to get through a little bit easier. Do you have a brother?
I do.
So she seemed to be a little bit worried about your brother. Is he kind of burying this? Is he not talking about it?
Yeah, he's more reserved about it.
Okay, because she's like, tell him I love him. You have a very strong mother. You don't need me to tell you that, because she's like, listen, I've got everything under control. Like, she's her old self. And you were right there when she passed?
Well, I was there, but I was also a baby.
Oh, you were? Okay. Because, I mean, she just said that. Like, she was right there. She is not missing out on your life. And do you know why she's bringing up the medical field?
Because I am in school. Oh, and my sister's in nursing school, and I'm in school for medical field.
Oh, wonderful. So here's a good example of her telling you, listen, I'm not missing out on your life. I'm there every step of the way.
Okay.
And you know, at first it was like, okay, if you think you're having trouble getting signs or you don't feel her around, I hope that I just replanted a seed of hope.
Absolutely, yes.
Isn't that great?
It is.
Oh, yeah. Love can't die. So trust that in your heart and just keep, you know, keep her spirit alive by talking to her and say, Mom, I know that you're here. I know you're here with us.
Great.
So lots of love to you.
Thank you.
And I hope you have a dream tonight.
Thank you. Me too.
God bless.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Wow. Maureen, I mean, this is pretty incredible to just be sitting here and just being in awe about what you do. This is something that is so natural to you. It seems like it's like breathing at some level.
Oh, my gosh, you're right. It really is. And I'm blessed and I stay humble about it because I truly believe everyone can do this. So I don't look at it like, oh, you know, I am the medium. Everybody is a medium.
And well, we're getting instant messages in here from people saying they're listening to the interview and it's giving them chills.
Oh, wow.
You must hear this all the time, though.
It never gets old, and that's what fills me up. I love it.
When you decided to sit down and write this book, The Medium Next Door, book writing seems hard for some people, easy for other people. Other people have a certain intention. What message did you want to put out there?
Oh, my God. I had so many messages when I sat down to write this, and it took me almost 6 years to write this book. And the main thing is that, you know, we are not dead. We're different. And there's many, many stories in here of survival, parents who have lost children, and how did they go on, especially my sister, whose own son passed suddenly and tragically at 19. We just never thought it would happen to us, and death, unfortunately, happens to everyone. So this book is about living the best life that you can. It's very inspirational. I read it myself and I'm like, who wrote this?
Yeah, exactly.
it is a way to not only get through grief, but to learn how to live. And I, at the end of each chapter, I give a lesson on how to open up to your intuition, how to look at things around you that are happening and look at them in a positive way as a lesson. So there's a lot of lessons in this book, and then great stories, and I infuse humor because that's my nature. So people say, you know, oh, I look like a crazy person laughing on the train reading your book, Maureen. So it's, and a lot of tears will be shed reading this book, but healing is number one. So that was my mission.
I love it. Maureen Hancock joining us here today. And as I've said before, we are taking your calls throughout the hour. Dawn will be right there with you in a few minutes as soon as we come back from break. Our toll-free number to call in is 866-472-5788. That's toll-free right into the show. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. For more information about my very special guest, Maureen Hancock, you can go to her website, MaureenHancock.com. When we come back, we're going to give you an update on some of the upcoming events going on, what she's doing, how you can connect with her, and much more. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. For more information about us, real easy, go to drpatlive.com or just Google Dr. Pat, and there we are. We just pop up. Maureen Hancock, everybody. We'll be right back with the show. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. I want to tell you about my friend glutathione. Imagine each cell of your body as a room in a house that has a fire in the fireplace to provide heat and energy to optimize your body's functioning. Now imagine that fire getting out of control due to stress, illness, or toxins. This is when your friend glutathione is not produced fast enough to turn the heat down. I found something amazing that has transformed my health dramatically, and I've lost 20 pounds as a bonus. Action Whey. Action Whey is nature's perfect way of providing the three precursors to maintain high levels of glutathione in each cell of your body. Research has shown that Action Whey has the purest ingredients to create glutathione naturally and effectively in your body to control that raging fire. Please call me at 866-831-4330 for more information on Action Whey and visit seaandearth.com. That's S-E-A and Earth. .com to find out how to get your raging fire under control.
Are you feeling stuck in a dead-end job, an unhappy relationship, or struggling with your health? Would you like to thrive in all areas of your life? Tricia Moore can help you find the answers you're looking for. A gifted, intuitive consultant, Tricia will help you find your passion and gain confidence to move ahead at record speed. Schedule a free 15-minute consultation. Call 206-618-8601. And visit TrishaMoore.com. Move into action, one intuitive step at a time.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at Reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit Reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Tune into the Dr. Pat Show on your new day and time, Thursdays starting June 19th from 8 to 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 to 12 Eastern, for exciting and lively interviews with Dr. Pat Basile on the Dr. Pat Show.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Oh, my goodness. I am speaking with Maureen Hancock. I can't believe it. The medium next door, Adventures of a Real Life Ghost Whisperer. Now, before we take your calls, and we're going to get to all of the calls today, I want to mention, Maureen, let's tell everybody how they can find out about your upcoming events, how they can get a copy of your book, because I know you're, like, so busy. I know you've got an event this Friday.
Yes, I do. You know, I have lots of local events and starting to do events around the country, so they can go to MaureenHancock.com and they can get the book right there. The Amazon link is there. Even to get it faster, they can go to BarnesandNoble.com and I think they ship it out in a day. Amazon ran out of books, but I think they have more back in stock, which is so great. But yeah, people can join my newsletter to be informed of all the Hollywood happenings and go to Maureen Hancock fan page on Facebook and sign up and I'll keep everyone posted on everything going on in my life.
Beautiful. Now let's go to the phones. We've got Dawn, Robin, and Maureen ready to chat with us. And so here we go. Dawn, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Outstanding. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
All right. I want to connect you to. How can we help you today?
I'm just wondering if I could hear from my aunt.
Okay, Dawn. I do have to tell you that right away an older male started to come forward. So he's kind of starting things out and maybe a grandfather. Okay. And is there a grandfather you didn't know?
No. Well, great-grandfathers, but that's not...
Yeah, we all didn't know those ones. So this just kind of grandfather just came forward. And what I do is I'm asking your aunt, hey, can you please come up? Because it's not always an on-demand button to heaven, you know, so sometimes someone else gets in the way, and it could even be someone for the next caller. There's no spirit etiquette, you know, as you know. So I do feel your aunt starting to come up, big smile, kind of laughing. I think she thinks it's a little bit of a hoot that we're connecting over the radio. Did she have a good sense of humor?
Yep.
Okay. Yep. She just has a very nice presence, nice energy, and your mom is still here?
Yes.
So she's saying you got to send love to your mother. There's an M female name connected to you as well.
Alive or?
Alive.
M, alive.
Just keep that in mind. Write it down. You'll be able to put it together later. And I think they're referring to a Michelle, so maybe that's a friend of yours, but keep that in mind. And your aunt keeps putting like a big L in front of me. Is your middle name L or?
No.
Okay. What's your maiden name?
Larrazy.
Okay, that doesn't start with an L.
Yes, it does.
I'm kidding.
Yeah,
it does.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You know, I'm fresh. So anyway,
I was thinking of first name, that's why.
I know. Your aunt is very particular. So I feel like she's trying to connect in a way that's a little bit sneaky. Like, I don't know. She's very different. And she had illness?
Yes.
Just because she's like, definitely tell your mom, I'm not sick anymore. And everybody, like, you're like a daughter to her. So she loves that you ask for her help and guidance and whatnot. And I don't know, there's almost like a feeling of like trying to find a new job. For you, does that make sense?
Mm-mm, no.
Okay. So I don't know if someone's like right in the middle of a job search. Again, write it down. You might be able to place that. And she just held up three fingers. Where does the three connection come in? Like three kids?
I'm one of three.
Wonderful. So she's watching over, and it's two and one?
Yep.
Two girls and a boy?
Yep.
Okay. She wants everyone to know that she's okay and she's helping to guide you. I love her energy. Is she just amazing?
She was.
I say is because she still is.
She is, yes.
She just keeps smiling. She never complained, did she?
No.
She kept a lot to herself.
Yes.
She's saying that. Is this your mom's sister? She keeps talking about your mother.
She loved my mom. She's actually my father's aunt, my grandmother's sister.
Okay. She's thanking your mother for everything she did for her because your mom did a lot for her and know that. And she wasn't, you know, something like, I don't know if she wasn't with it at the end or she couldn't communicate, but she's saying, I heard you all talk to me. So she's whole again, which is so great.
Yep.
So just keep asking her for guidance and she'll keep helping you, Dawn.
Okay.
All right.
Take care.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dawn. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you.
Thank you.
We've got Robin waiting for us as well. I love these questions. I love this. Maureen, you are absolutely amazing. Robin, welcome to the show.
Hello.
How are you? Is this Robin?
Yes, it is.
All right. Let's connect you with Maureen. What can we do for you today?
Hi, Maureen. How are you?
Hi there. How can I help you?
I was wondering if my mother-in-law, who passed away, would come through.
Okay. Did she have anything going on in the chest or lungs?
Yeah.
Okay. I just right away had a woman coming up and pointing, like something going on in her chest here. And she has more than one boy?
Yeah.
So she's just started right out with my boys. My boys, you know, please tell them. Do you have any, and I don't know what part of the country you're from, but do you have any connection like up north? For me, it would be like New Hampshire, Maine, or something like that.
I do.
Vermont and New Hampshire.
Okay. And I feel like I have a grandmother of yours coming through as well, and she's saying, my husband passed long before me. Does that make sense for your family?
It was probably my mother.
Oh, goodness. Okay. So your own mom has passed as well?
Yes, and my dad.
And your dad went before her?
Yep.
Many years. Okay, so I love it. You're asking for the mother-in-law, but your mother comes in, you know, knocking her out of the way. So,
before, too.
What was that?
My mother always seems to come through with you.
Oh, okay. So you've had a reading with me before?
Yeah, at the Box of Cabin.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was a big show. So very interesting that you're asking for your mother-in-law. Your mother comes barreling in. She's just like the closest spirit to you. Definitely the mother-in-law is right there with her and trying to let her boys know that she's okay. There's a Michael or Mark connection, do you know?
Michael.
Living?
Her son's name is Michael, who's my husband.
Oh,
there you go.
Oh. So, you know, she's just concerned about him, and she just wants him, she's very sweet, this woman. Like, she just wants to make sure that he understands that she's not really gone from him, and they have a special connection, so he's kind of the favorite. That's what it feels like. Does he know that?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Good, good, good. I like her. And any reason why I would hear out of the blue, like, did someone have breast cancer?
No, actually, my mother-in-law, my sister-in-law had a scare. They thought she might have it, but she didn't.
Meaning this woman's daughter?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I know she was talking about somebody living, so guess what? She had a divine intervention. Her mother made sure she was okay. Make sure you tell her. And there's a C or a K name connected there as well.
Cindy.
Is that the daughter?
Yep.
Okay. Pretty wild. I mean, this stuff just amazes me. And let everybody know that she came through. I'm so glad your mother backed up a little bit to let her. And just know you have a lot of angels around you. So God bless you, Robin.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thanks, okay. Robin. Great to have you, everybody. Wow, we've got Maureen calling in, and we're going to bring Maureen and Jean calling in as well. We've got a few people wanting to talk to you. We got another Maureen to Maureen contact. What do you think of that?
I've never had so many Maureens want to talk to Maureen.
Oh, it's fabulous. Maureen, I want to connect you here. Welcome to the show.
Oh, welcome. Hi, Robin. Hi, Maureen.
Hi there.
I'm humbled by anybody that you could come through with my family. They're all lovely people, so whoever wants to say hi can tell me hi.
Is Dad passed?
No, Dad is with us.
And not father-in-law? There's a guy here.
No. My father-in-law, yes, he's in the spirit world, yes.
Oh, suddenly you remember he died. Okay. I'm so sorry.
I never knew him.
So, and you know, especially when you didn't get the chance to know them, they come forward because they want to let you know, hey, you might not know me, but I know you. So, and do you have two children?
No, I don't. I don't have any children, Maureen.
So they're talking about two children. So, maybe he has two. Remember that because he just held up his fingers and then I have to interpret it.
Okay.
But there's definitely a two children connection.
Okay.
And someone is Tom or Tim. They just brought that up.
Okay, I know a Tom.
And who is that?
Tom is a relative of mine that is in the spirit world. He was young.
Oh, okay. It was very nice. And now I have an older woman coming forward for you. Like, kind of like mother figure, like, I'm right here. Please know that. If you don't understand this name, I want you to write it down. The name Louise just came out of nowhere.
Okay.
I had a feeling that you might not get it right now, but you might later. So jot that one down, and it almost feels like it might be for a friend of yours, and you'll be able to figure it out later on today probably, or Lou, something like that.
I know a Lou. I know I have a relative that's her nickname is Lou.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
And she's still here?
Yes, she is.
Okay, there might be someone trying to get through for her.
Okay.
That's what it kind of feels like. And I don't know, is your mom passed or her mom?
Her mom is. My mom is still here. My grandmother has passed. Yes.
But this is definitely Lou's mom then, because this woman stepped forward and she had mother above her. So I'm like, okay, so maybe this is Lou's mom. So that she's asking you to please let Lou know that she's trying to hold her up. Lou has a lot going on right now, and she probably needs a little extra love from heaven. So let her know her mom is right here for her. And I bet you that's where the two kids come in. Do you know if Lou has kids?
Yes, Lou has two kids. She has a boy and a girl.
Okay. And let her know her mother is not missing out on those children. That's really important. And you are so open. Do you read people?
Yes, I do. I read people, like, not professionally, but I read them at where I work. I read their vibes.
Wow. Because, I mean, that grandmother of yours just came flying up and said to tell you, trust in your abilities, that you definitely, I mean, everyone has it, but you have it at a higher degree. So you should definitely look into that and maybe start to fine-tune your intuition, because it's ready. You're ready. You want to help people, don't you?
Yes, I do. I'm a humble messenger, Maureen, just like you.
Awesome. Well, God bless you, and please pass along the message, okay?
Thank you, Maureen.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh, wow. It's great. Maureen to Maureen. Thank you, Maureen. You all are listening to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive by Maureen Hancock joining us here today. Maureen, we've got about three other callers. I think we should just go to the phones. What do you think?
Sure.
All right. Let's talk to Jean. Jean, can you hear us? Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you.
Hi, Maureen.
Hi.
How can I help you today?
I was wondering if you have anyone that has a message for me.
Okay. Sometimes, too, because we don't have a lot of time and there's so many people trying to get through, is there someone in particular you want me to try to bring forward?
My grandmother.
Okay. She's on your mother's side?
Yes.
I just have this big smile, like I just felt giddy. Like she was like, and you know, granted I had a 50-50 chance, mother's side, father's side, but she just came right up like, oh, she would definitely like to talk to me, and I'm right here. The name Frances, it could be a first or middle name, just came up. It's a big name in my family, so I'll hear it a lot. Keep that in mind, or FR, which could also be Fred. Do you know?
Her name is Fernanda.
Oh, I'll take it. Talk about buying vowels. But so what a great woman. You know she's your number one guardian angel, right?
I have a feeling, yes.
Oh, I'm telling you, she is just, oh, I feel dizzy. That's how strong she is. She has a lot of faith. And did she pray a lot?
Oh, yes.
Squeezing the beads?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She said I could say that. So, you know, the good Irish Catholic girl here. So she's praying for you. She's praying for everybody. And her husband's passed?
Yes.
He's behind her. Did he go before her?
He did, yes.
Okay, because he's not saying much, by the way.
Not very talkative. Never was.
Okay, yeah, he's not saying much at all. So, and another big thing in my family is the Navy. I just started to see ships. You know, that could be Navy. It could be Coast Guard. I almost feel like I'm switching. Are you married?
Yes.
It might be for your husband's side or something. So jot down the Navy. And do you know William?
I know someone with the last name, his last name is Williams.
Okay. Are you very close with them?
Very, yeah.
Okay. So remember that, because the Navy connection now is switching over to the Williams. So, you know, male figure coming through for that family. And you're so open and your grandmother is so giving. She wants to sort of spread the love a little bit here. So please know, do you have a daughter?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I was just about to close out, and your grandmother was like, no, you know, let her know that I'm trying to help. She's trying to help you with your daughter, and she's a little old soul, your daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And she just said happy birthday. So whose birthday?
Mine just passed.
Oh, okay. Well, happy birthday to you, Jean, and lots of love to you from heaven.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Thank you.
All right, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I'm just having a blast here, Maureen. I don't know about you.
I am. I really am.
Well, let's go to Susie from New Hampshire. Susie's joining us here today. Susie, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
How you doing?
Awesome.
Hello, Susie. How are you?
Oh, great.
How can I help you today?
I'd like to know who's around me.
Okay. I don't know. There's a male next to you. Do you have, like, husband or brother passed?
Yes, my husband.
Husband. Oh. Wow, he just came up. He was like, oh, I'm just getting chills, and that doesn't happen often. Like, he's like, okay, Susie, you're missing the signs sometimes. Like,
okay.
You keep asking him 24/7 to give you signs,
yes.
Don't you?
Yes.
Yeah. And you know what? Oh, I hope today helps you to relax a little about it, because he feels so genuine and heartfelt. Like, listen, Suze, I'm there for you. I'm not going to desert you. And he wants you to find love again. Are you thinking about dating?
Oh, thank you.
Are you thinking about
No,
that?
I haven't been dating, no.
No, are you thinking about dating?
Yes.
Okay. Please, no, he's giving me the thumbs up. Like, you know what? Tell her to live, because she's still here, and she has to survive. And I'm telling you, even though you would think, oh, what is he going to think of that? And then he's so funny. He's like, well, you'll never find anyone like me, but give it a shot. You know, so does he have a good sense of humor, kind of dry?
Yes.
Because he would never believe in this. I mean, he's just laughing at me. Hey, is his mom passed?
No.
Or your
father,
mom?
But my mom just passed in October.
Oh, here's your mom. Okay. Because he just said, hey, listen, her mother's here. You know, just right away came forward. And is anyone like Mary or Margaret to you?
Yes, Miriam, my mother.
Oh, wonderful. So your mom's right here. And
awesome.
She just said, you were always by my side. You fought with the doctors tooth and nail. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, wow, she's thanking you. She's definitely at peace. You keep reaching out for her, too. You're like, please, please, please.
No.
Why can't you find the ring? Is there a missing ring?
We think someone took it. I think my sister took it.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Oh, she just showed me a symbol of a diamond and it disappearing. So she's very aware of what is going on, what happened after she passed. Everything that went down, and guess what? She's whole again. Was she not with it?
Yeah.
Did she have, like, dementia or something?
No, but towards the end it was, yeah.
Okay. Well, she's whole again. She's her spitfire self. Like, it just feels
she's
good.
She's got the Irish in her, too.
Oh, wow. And you know what? Your husband feels so peaceful to be able to make this connection. And he wants you to, he's like, you know, be careful when you date, of course, and that's normal, because you kind of jump into things and you get attached right away. He's telling you to just go easy.
Okay.
You know, because you do. You love love. You're in love with love.
And
that's a good thing. But you are going to find love again. And isn't that your question?
Yes, but the person that just left his wife, I don't know if I should pursue him. His name is Dave, and he lives in Chicago, so it would be a long-distance relationship.
Okay. Proceed with caution.
Okay.
I am not God, you know, but your loved ones will guide you, and I'm getting a proceed with caution. That's your husband's not saying much. It's not a bad feeling, Susan, but it's like go slow, because you tend to jump in with all four limbs. So just go slow and know that you're being watched over and you have awesome energy. God bless you, Susan. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you,
bye-bye.
Susan. Maureen, what a great show. Thank you so much for joining me here today. Fabulous. Tacy and Linda,
so
sorry we didn't get to you, but I am inviting Maureen back. I hope you will come back and join me again for another show.
Oh, I will anytime. This is the best show ever.
Thank you so much. I love you. I love what you do. We have gotten instant messages throughout here, people saying they're crying listening to you.
Oh, that's sweet. Hey, and if they read the book, it's like having a private session with me. I'm serious. And
totally
they can go
is.
To MaureenHancock.com to get the book, or BarnesandNoble.com. And I'm going to be all over the country in the show. We just filmed the pilot, and it'll probably show this summer, and then we're going to film the episodes this summer, which will be on the fall. So I hope everyone tunes into the Style Network. Sign up for my newsletter, MaureenHancock.com.
Okay, so when are you coming to, people are asking, when are you going to be in New Jersey? And I'm asking, when are you going to be in Seattle?
Oh, my goodness. You know what? I'm going to be in Seattle the end of June.
Oh, my gosh. You have to tell us about this. Okay.
Oh, maybe you can help me set up a book signing. I would love to come.
We are going to talk. Maureen Hancock, everyone. Wow. And so now I got a question. When are you going to be in Jersey?
Well, I'm going to be in New York 4 times in the next month.
All right. So we can find out on your website, can't we?
Yeah, I haven't listed that yet, but I'm going to be at the Learning Annex in New York City teaching.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Yeah. Maureen Hancock, everybody. The book is The Medium Next Door, Adventures of a Real-Life Ghost Whisperer. Maybe she will come in the studio in Seattle. Who knows? Thank you so much, Maureen.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. You've been listening to The Dr. Pat Show. We'll see you next time. Have a fabulous, fabulous day.
Listening to The Dr. Pat Show, radio to thrive by. To contact Dr. Pat, visit thedrpatshow.com. Tune in next Thursday for another dynamic hour of The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.